Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded live at our Sunday morning service, and the full recording can be found on our Facebook page as well as our YouTube channel, both linked on our website. The reading is taken from Matthew 4, beginning at verse 1. As we continue our sermon series, You Are Not Your Own, Nick Tall, a lay reader here at St. James, reflects on freedom from evil.
I'm reading from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 4, beginning at the first verse. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and set him on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "It is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. "All this I will give you," he said, "if you will bow down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Then the devil left him, and the angels came and attended him. This is the word of the Lord.
So today we're going to be looking at something which affects all of us, every one of us, everyone I'm looking at here, and me. Being human, we have to make choices all the time. Some little choices, some big life-changing choices. We have to think about what we're going to do today. Sometimes we make decisions about what we're going to do with our lives, how we're going to treat people, what we're going to do with our time, with our possessions and our money, what we're going to do with our talents. They're all choices that we make. Actually, they're choices that we have to make. You can't go through life without making choices. Now, sometimes we make good choices, sometimes we make not so good choices, and sometimes we can make downright awful ones. But it's interesting to think about what it is that influences us one way or another when we make up our mind. Now, I'm sure we all know that experience of being really stuck with a dilemma, and deep down we know what we ought to do, but we're also tempted by doing something completely different instead. Maybe taking the route that's easy, or maybe doing the thing that really suits us, but actually isn't good for others. Or maybe something that's really good and fun in the short term, but not good in the long term, like Chris dashing off to the beach without putting on his sun cream. There are all sorts of things that tempt us away from good choices. And as we're working through the Lord's Prayer in our summer series, today's focus is on "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." And I just want to explore this by delving into that account of Jesus facing temptation that Roger's just read to us. So to set the scene, what happened before that? Jesus is at the start of his public ministry, and he's just been baptized by John the Baptist. And as he's come up out of the baptismal waters, he's had this really deep spiritual experience. He's had a sense of the Holy Spirit descending on him, and he hears the voice of God. Wow. Can you imagine that? It would have been amazing for him. Everything suddenly makes sense, and he's got this complete sense of the presence of God. It would have been overwhelming, complete spiritual fulfillment, and just a sense of direction in life. Wouldn't we all want that? Yeah? So all is going well, but, and in all three Gospels where we have the story of Jesus in the wilderness, it comes in exactly the same place. Straight after that spiritually fulfilling moment, we have Jesus is going and being tempted in the wilderness. Now, whether the story intends this to be a real wilderness out in the harsh desert environment, or it's a metaphor for a spiritual wilderness, or maybe both, we don't know, but the image is clear. Sometimes, after times of real spiritual richness and fulfillment, can come a challenge of a wilderness experience. And this is really important for us to remember, whether we're new Christians or whether we've been on a long journey of faith and we've been called by God to move up a gear. Responding to God does bring us closer to Him, and with it a shift in how we experience life. But eventually we have to go back to work on a Monday morning, and we have to sort out the ironing pile, and we have to catch up with the pile of bills on the kitchen table. And as we come down from the mountaintop back to normal life, we can sense deflation. We can sometimes sense abandonment. And that happens. That's normal. And for Jesus, his encounter with God in his baptism is followed straight up by a wilderness experience. And he is tempted to move away from God. It's also true that temptation is hardest to deal with when we're at our lowest point. Those niggling doubts can really take hold in testing times. So it's no coincidence that Jesus is really struggling and wrestling with those when he's tired and he's hungry and he's thirsty and he's alone. But Jesus does not give in. Every time he's tempted, do you remember what he did? He replied with Scripture. Now, this story is a mirror of the story in the Old Testament of Israel and Moses wandering in the wilderness for 40 years. Jesus is in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights, so the clue's there already. But every time he quotes from Scripture to resist temptation, he brings a line from that story of Israel wandering in the wilderness. Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Do not put the Lord your God to the test, and worship the Lord your God, and serve him only. All words for Scripture that Jesus called on and turned to in his time of need. Now, we have to remember that Jesus didn't have a Bible with him. Back then, the Scriptures would have been contained on big scrolls that they'd have had in the temple or the local synagogue. He certainly wouldn't have had what we have of being able to look up verses on his smartphone. It's not very good reception in first century Israel. He had a knowledge of the Scriptures carried round in his head to guide him. And that really underlines the importance of taking time to study God's word and to reflect on it and to understand it. Store it up like treasure in your heart to use it when you need it the most. And that final time when Jesus calls on the Scriptures to defend himself, he also says, "Away from me, Satan." He confronts the questions and the doubts head on, and he puts them in their place. As it says in the letter of James, resist the devil and he will flee from you. How true it is that when we're honest with all the different competing motivations we have and we call out those that are most enticing, but actually we know deep down that they're selfish, that they're not rooted in a good place. When we call it out and we're brutally honest with ourselves, finding the right path and committing to it becomes so much easier. Now, there's an old Roman phrase. It's actually from a few centuries after the early church in the time of Christ. In times of peace, prepare for war. In times of war, prepare for peace. And it just came to me while I was writing this, so I thought I'd weave it in. And what I think it means here is that there are always going to be times in life which aren't straightforward, and there are going to be times that aren't. Now, when things are plain sailing, when things are going well, use that time to build up your relationship with God, to learn and to grow. Because it won't always be easy, we all know that, and there will be difficult times. And when those rocky times come, we will come through, if we're prepared, like Jesus was with his deep knowledge of Scripture and his close relationship with God. They gave him the strength and the tools to resist evil when it came in a hard time for him, and helped him to make the right calls, the right choices. Now, that second part of that Roman phrase, in times of war, prepare for peace. It's a funny one. You think of Ukraine, and they're probably clinging on for the survival and existence of themselves and of their nation. Who's going to be thinking ahead? But actually, they need to. It's a reminder that in the midst of struggle, remember the big picture, the sunlit uplands that lie ahead, because in Christ, they surely do. Just before the service as well, the group that were praying before the service, one of them came to me and said, "We know that the theme today, it's looking about resisting evil, but as we were praying, we had a real sense that we really need to focus on what's good. That there is so much darkness and so much of a temptation to just turn off the television that actually we are called to bring light into the world, that the light of God shining through us will illuminate others and help others on their path." The wilderness experiences, those trials that test us, they can actually help us to see things more clearly and build us up. So if we look at the time that Jesus had in the desert, which there was the high point of his baptism and then his wilderness experience, very difficult for him, harrowing in fact. But when he came through it and out the other side, the next thing he did was he began his public ministry, and he called his first disciples. And maybe the spiritual struggle that he had helped him to realize what really mattered and what it was that he had to do next, and helped him to really be clear in his mind what God was calling him to do. Think back to Chris and Jenny wanting to go on the beach. Now, they both really wanted to go straight away. They'd been looking forward to it all year. And there was Chris putting everything he wanted to do first, throwing caution to the wind. But Jenny was looking ahead, and she was preparing for the pitfalls and just urging some caution. And the temptation was there just to go off and dive right in. But was it the right thing to do? Well, perhaps if Chris had paused and had a good think, he would have seen that actually being prepared, getting ready properly, not just dashing off, would have been the right thing to do. As Jenny kept saying, prevention is better than cure. Just think about that. It is much, much better not to make the mistake in the first place than to have to sort it out once you've made it. But do remember as well that if you do forget to put on the sun cream and have a drink and you get sunburn, actually you can sort it out. But it's a lot less painful if you don't get burnt in the first place. As we think about temptation, we have to recognize that we can't always resist in our own strength. We do have to rely on God. We do have to pause and acknowledge that God with us is when we have the strength to do the right thing. And we won't always get it right. Certainly when I look at my life, I won't always get it right. And I'm sure in the future I won't always get it right. And while prevention is better than cure, if we do stumble spiritually, that doesn't mean that there is no cure available to us. We are assured of forgiveness for the times we get things wrong. And while it's better not to make mistakes in the first place and not to have to deal with the consequences of our mistakes, when we ask for forgiveness, God will always forgive, will always welcome us back, will always embrace us. So as I draw to a close, how can I sum all of this up? Well, in life, we are faced with all sorts of choices, and there are all sorts of temptations which will pull us off course. So make sure you are prepared so that when you're tested, you can come through in one piece. Build up your spiritual knowledge. Nurture your relationship with God through prayer, through worship, through studying the scriptures. They will all stand you in good stead so that when you are tested, you can resist the devil and he will flee from you. And focus on that big picture on the other side and keep hold of that. There is light whenever there is a cloud. The cloud is small, the sun behind is greater. And the cloud will move and the sun will come again. And if you do trip up as you go, as we all do from time to time, reach out and ask for forgiveness, and God will forgive you and will lift you up and will put you back on your feet. Amen.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website, www.stjamestaunton.co.uk, and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.